Greetings, everyone, and welcome to episode 112 of Teaching Tales, the podcast totally devoted to sharing stories from the world of education. I am your host, Brent Coley. I am an elementary educator in beautiful Southern California, and joining me today is nobody. It's just me today. If you have listened to the podcast before, you know that typically I have a guest on, and we chat back and forth about a particular topic, and we share stories from our experiences related to that topic. But every once in a while, I will do a solo recording, and that's what I want to do today. And the topic, if you saw the title of this episode, it's not taking ourselves too seriously. And basically, I want to share something that I had the privilege to write about a year ago. I had the opportunity to contribute a chapter to a collaborative book project Dr. Rick Jeter put together. He's got two books on the topic and the 100 Stop series. The first book was called 100 No-Nonsense Things That All Teachers Should Stop Doing. And what he did was he had like 100 different teachers across the country, all over the world, contribute chapters on what we should stop doing. There's so many great things that we're doing in education, but you'd probably agree there's certain things practices that we need to stop doing. For example, stop giving kids worksheets for 6 hours a day. That's a practice that it's not great for kids, and we need to stop doing that. Or stop putting kids in front of a computer for 6 hours a day and making that computer program more valuable than the teacher. Things like that, or stop publicly shaming students with things like clip charts. That's what that book was about. And then the second volume was the same concept, but it was things that school leaders should stop doing. 100 different school leaders contributed, each writing a chapter. And I got the opportunity to write one of those chapters on stop taking yourself too seriously. And I want to share that because it's something that I'm really passionate about. And hopefully by listening to this, it'll encourage you and hopefully inspire you to remember that we don't have to take ourselves, not just don't have to, we shouldn't always take ourselves too seriously. And before I jump in, let me just start by saying this. First of all, if you're a classroom teacher listening to this, I want to remind anyone listening, we are all leaders. If you're a classroom teacher, you are a leader of the students that you are serving. If you're a site leader, then you're serving the students and the staff and the parents. Everyone is a leader. So whether you're a site, a building leader, you can continue to listen to this because it's gonna apply to anyone in education. So let me just start by jumping in and saying, being a school leader is a serious job, like a very serious job. So don't let the title of this episode lead you to think that I believe otherwise. I mean, the list of responsibilities placed on school leaders is long, and it seems every year it only continues to grow. Ensuring academic success for all learners, fostering social-emotional wellness in both students and staff, creating an environment that's safe and inclusive for everyone, being a good steward of the financial resources allocated to the school. And then there's bus duty, and IEPs, and school site council meetings, and required staff evaluations, lunch supervision, and email. So much email. In district and county positions, if you're in one of those, the level of seriousness, it only increases as the decisions that need to be made, those are going to affect a larger number of stakeholders. So again, it's a serious job indeed. Now, let me compare the role of school leader to that of being a parent. Is being a parent a serious job? Absolutely. I mean, I would argue there isn't a more important job than being a parent. As with school leadership, there are so many responsibilities involved in raising kids. Working to put a roof overhead and food on the table, paying bills, getting the kids to and from school, preparing meals, laundry. These are all important things for sure, but let me ask you a question. What if these things that I just mentioned were the only thing your children remembered when they looked back on their childhood? What if you worked hard? You fed them, provided them with a beautiful home, cleaned their clothes, and transported them around town, but but that's all they remembered. So do me a favor, think back to your childhood. What positive memories of your parents stick out in your head? Is it that they paid the bills each month? Is it the countless loads of laundry that they ran and folded? Is it the nightly ritual of washing dishes after dinner? Or are the memories of your mom or your dad more personal? My hope is that your head is full of memories that don't solely involve the important yet mundane tasks like the ones I mentioned above, but instead include instances of a more personal nature, like taking the time to play catch with you in the backyard, or putting the work aside to play with toys or build Legos with you. Maybe you're remembering how you were greeted with a hug every day when you got home from school, or maybe it was just sitting on your bed and listening to you, mom or dad listening to you as you talked to them about what was going on in your life at the time. Now, let me kick it back to school leadership. Your students aren't going to remember how well you dealt with the school budget. They're not going to remember how many committees you were on. They're not going to remember all the teacher evaluations you had to do. So no matter how serious those things are, and again, there's value to all of those things, these aren't what the students are going to remember. They're going to remember you. They're going to remember what they heard you say and what they saw you do. More specifically, they're going to remember what you said to them, and they're going to remember what you did with them. So my question is, what's it going to be? Is it going to be, sorry, boys and girls, wish I could chat, but got to get to a meeting? Or will they remember, hey guys, how was your weekend? Will you be the leader that's always walking around campus holding a clipboard on your way to complete the next important task? Or are you going to be the one who made time to stop and talk with them? And here's a big question. Will your students even remember seeing you at all? So here's the thing. If you believe you don't have time to get out of the office and interact with students because you've got to devote yourself to the serious work of being a school leader, I believe that you're missing the point. I believe that we are missing the point. If that's what we think, we're missing the point, because being with students is the serious work. See, it's okay to have fun with students. It's okay to be silly. It's okay to not act the role of the polished professional principal or assistant principal, whatever that's supposed to look like. It's okay to unbutton your shirt's top button or loosen your tie. Heck, even take it off. It's okay to let your hair down or put your hair up in a ponytail. It's okay to be real. It's okay to be human. And I would argue it's more than just okay. It's necessary, because that's what students are going to remember. That's the serious work. Now, in my 11 years, I spent 11 years at the site in the site leadership position as assistant principal and principal. And I had plenty of opportunities to temporarily place the quote unquote serious parts of the job, to put those aside for a moment to create memorable experiences for students. I sat in the dunk tank at the school carnival. I took a pie to the face after students met a reading goal. I was duct taped to a pole. Yes, seriously, I was duct taped to a pole when students collected 25,000 box tops for education. I even kissed a pig one day after students filled a 5-gallon water bottle with spare change for charity. And I even ran a lap around the school quad in high heels when students exceeded their PTA membership drive goal. And ladies, if you're listening to this, on a side note, on behalf of all men, I'm so sorry. You should never have to walk around in those things, high heels. I mean, oh my gosh, how uncomfortable. But back to the point. But even more meaningful, I rode tricycles with kindergartners. I jumped rope with second graders. I joined fifth graders in 3-point contests at lunch. I took walks with students who were having a rough day and just needed a break. I was even the hero by helping students get that darn straw into the Capri Sun. Those of you, you know what I'm talking about. That's a miracle in itself. Because, ladies and gentlemen listening to this, that's the serious work. Those things, like I just mentioned, those are the things students were going to go home and mention when they were asked about their day at school. So I just want to encourage you, please make sure to devote time each day for the truly serious work. We got to remember, get out of the office. And if you're a classroom teacher, maybe spend a recess going out and shooting hoops with the kids, jumping rope with the kids, just sitting, eating lunch with them. Put the budget and the evaluations aside for a little bit. Again, that's important work, but you can put it aside for a little bit. Spend time with students. Build relationships that let them know you're more than just a title. Let them know that you're an adult who cares about them and cares enough to spend time with them. And finally, smile. Don't forget to smile, because ladies and gentlemen, that's what they're going to remember. And I'm so passionate about this, because as I was reading to you what I read there, and the part about the question, will they even remember you at all? I think back to my schooling, my elementary, middle, and high school. And I can honestly say I have zero memories of my principal. I could not tell you the name of the principals in my elementary or my middle school. I have no memories of seeing them. I don't remember being duct taped to poles or in the dump tank or anything like that. And that's not to say that they weren't visible, but I don't have any memories of that. And I want to just kind of reiterate again, evaluations, sitting at IEP meetings or SSTs and visiting classrooms and supporting teachers and meeting with parents, balancing the budget, getting stuff in, doing the purchasing that you have to do. Please make no mistake, that is truly important work. Like, you can't run a school without that. Again, if you're in the classroom, I'm not saying to neglect your duties of planning your instructional, your lessons and things like that, because you have to have that. But a lot of this relates to another thing that those of you who have heard me say, and I've got a recent episode about this, about what's your green sauce. And I'll just quickly relate this to that. I got a chance to speak about this at the recent Spring Q conference. What's your green sauce? Just real quickly, like, I love El Pollo Loco. I'm there frequently. I was actually there today for lunch. But the reason I go is I don't go there for the food. I don't go there for the main dishes. The reason I go is because I love their green sauce, the avocado salsa. That's what gets me pumped to go back over and over and over. It's not the food. It's not the main dish. And I truly believe that our students feel the same way, in that it's probably not the lesson on long division. It's probably not the standard 4.3 of English language arts that get our students up in the morning. Oh my gosh, today's long division day. Yoo-hoo! That's probably not what's happening. More than likely, it's, hey, I get to see Mrs. Smith today. Hopefully, she'll notice my shoes today. Hopefully, oh, she said she was going to shoot hoops with us or jump rope with us, or we get to eat lunch with Mr. Jones today. That's the kind of stuff that they're going to remember. That's what they're going to tell their parents when their parents ask them, how was school today? That's the truly serious work. So, title of this episode is Not Taking Ourselves Too Seriously. And I just want to, I hope that anyone, that you're encouraged by this, that being in education, being a teacher, it's a serious job, meaning it's serious work and it matters. But it's not so serious that we can't laugh with kids. It's not so serious that we can't say, you know what, I'm going to put that aside for a little bit and I'm going to go spend some time with the kids. In the same way that, going back to the analogy of the parents, hopefully it wasn't your parents paying the bills. Hopefully that's not all you remember from mom or for dad. Hopefully you remember the time that they spent with you, because that is the serious work. So again, don't take yourself too seriously. Again, there's a time and a place. You got to make sure that that important stuff gets done, the budgets and the lesson planning and all that kind of stuff. But it shouldn't be so serious that we forget who all that hard work is for the students, for the families. So don't take yourself too seriously. Hopefully you've gotten something out of this. Thank you so much for listening. Again, I appreciate this. Again, if you're interested in if the green sauce, what's he talking about? I do have another episode it's called What's Your Green Sauce? And let's see if I can pull up the number here. I'm not sure. Episode 81 of the podcast is called What's Your Green Sauce? So if your curiosity is piqued about what I'm talking about, you can pop into the podcast and check out episode 81 for that. And again, I just want to thank everyone for listening. If you haven't already subscribed, be sure to subscribe. Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, we're in Spotify, Amazon Music. You can listen directly on the website at brentcoley.com on the podcast page there. But by subscribing, you're going to be notified every time we upload a new episode. And if you like what you see, if you like what you're hearing, if you drop a review, I would appreciate it. Share it with your friends on social media. Again, I'm not making any money on this. That's not why we're doing it. But I'm hoping to encourage as many people as possible. So if you like what you're hearing and you're encouraged by it, do me a favor and share it with your colleagues, with your friends. So once again, thank you so much for listening. I appreciate you. And until next time, have a good one.